Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
Turn it for Fabregas, who looks for any.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're back. Panama and Qatar finally getting underway. Fifth minute down at BBVA Stadium, Group D of the CONCACAF Gold Cup, and more with Jeff Cameron. So, Jeff, I was setting you up with, first of all, I think you got a lot of years left in you, no question. Were you maybe a little bit inspired by the likes of Chiellini and, Bonucci and what they did with Italy and some of these really intelligent older center backs like yourself?
100%. They're studs. And, they've been doing it. They've been playing it so long. And you know what I admire about the Italians is they appreciate veterans and they appreciate experience. And they see how important that is to their culture, to their team, and their value of what these guys bring. Especially when they, when they put players around them, that have probably faster legs or quicker, faster, and all that kind of stuff. But these guys have seen it. They've been through these types of games. They've been through these types of moments. These, big time situations, and now Italy goes into the World Cup and going into the next World Cup, and they just gave all these young guys experience to play a final, to play these types of games. And now that experience has kind of been passed on, essentially. For me, I was watching the game, and I was just in absolute awe because England scored so quick, and then you start to see them drop off a little bit, and then you start to see the Italians start to get their tempo, and you never saw the defenders rattled or you never saw them get nervous. And
even after they got scored upon, right? I mean they're just
their just mentality was just like, it's okay, we have 85 minutes to get a goal, to tie it up. And you knew, there was something going to happen. It was just a matter of time. And them winning it, just obviously I was a little bit more, I would have loved to see England win it, obviously being a dual citizen now. But at the same time, it was really nice to see the guys that, I've seen grow up playing for Juventus and guys that I've admired and I've seen throughout my career that are still playing at a high level, longer than I have. And I'm just like, I know what it takes to stay at that level and to play with the national team. And it's not easy. And these guys are really, really just proof of how, older guys aren't just guys that are just kind of tossed out, but they actually do value them and what they offer.
Italian club teams straight on through, like Jeff says. We're talking to Jeff Cameron, FC Cincinnati, Stoke City, Queens Park Rangers, former Houston Dynamo, U.S. men's national team. It's a remarkable career. if I look at you now and I look at you from the standpoint of mentoring some of your teammates, it looks like something that you very, very much embrace. And these aspects of the game get a little bit different for you as you get older. You look at the game differently. Your experiences are put in there. Let me ask you this simply. Your love and respect for this sport must be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, I always think like what would I do, and I love this game. I enjoy waking up every morning, and I enjoy putting my boots on, no matter how sore or how tired I am. You know, as you get older, you have to take care of your body a little bit more, and you feel the aches and pains a bit. But, you know, I still have a smile on my face, and I enjoy what I do. And, you know, I think it's, you know, even in your off season, you have a couple months or maybe a couple weeks. But after the first week, you're itching to get back. And it just shows you, you know, I've been doing it for so long. It's what I know, and it's in my DNA. So, yeah, I definitely have a passion and love for it. And I think you see a transition in your career as you start to become you're a young guy, then you're just kind of in the middle of the pack, and then eventually you become an older veteran guy, and your role changes pretty quickly, and it happens kind of instantly, essentially, because all of a sudden one year they just sign a bunch of young guys, and you're like, oh, I went from, you know, the small sided, you know, 5v2. To the young guys, now I'm in the older veteran guys, and some guys can be 20, 24, 25, and they're in the older crew because we have so many young guys. So it really happens really, really quickly. And being 36 now, you know, you're playing with 18-year-old kids. So I have 15, 16 years of experience of these guys professionally, and, you know, it's funny because their mentality is completely different from what mine was. So you kind of throw things out here and there to kind of keep them in check, and you kind of give them some advice here and there and try to keep them, make them grounded a little bit. So it's kind of a mixture of everything, really.
Jeff, you're an inspirational story. It's been a fantastic career. The way you've respected the game and gone about it, it really is remarkable to be a captain of Queen's Park Rangers in England, which was a team founded 139 years ago, is pretty incredible. You're doing the same thing at Cincinnati. I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. I want to get a commitment, though, to get you back on the show, because there's so much more we can talk about.
My pleasure, Glenn. And, you know, anytime, you've been amazing, man. Honestly, you know, with our relationship that started, you know, back in Houston and doing Kick for Cancer and doing a lot of things in Houston and groundwork, and it's close to my heart, and you know, I've got time for you anytime. Like I said, it was a pleasure. I'm sad that we didn't get to meet up after the game in Houston, but yeah, it was great to come back. And my dad said that you said a few good things about me when he was watching the game, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's because you did a few good things. You know that. I'm pretty straight down the line. I tell it like it is.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
But
you are
the
best, Jeff.
Well, against Houston.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to be up for the moment. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. Let's talk soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Glenn. Take care.
All right, that's Jeff Cameron. What a career, and an outstanding one at that. You heard him talking about Italy, and we're going to take a couple of quick minutes here with a great friend of mine. Gabe Chioca is a longtime friend from Liguria, Italy. He's a big heavy metal fan as well, but he's a huge Azzurri fan, and also knows a lot about wine, too. Gabe, how are you, buddy? I think it's Forza Italia, right?
Yeah, benissimo. Forza Italia.
So let me just get some sense from you what this means to this new Italy under Roberto Mancini in the country. Gabe, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. I can
Italian,
hear you now.
The Porta Italiana was always no surprise because, you know, with amazing players such as, I mean, you cannot know, Donnarumma, the giant goalie, Di Lorenzo, Bonucci, Chiellini, Emerson, Barella, Jorginho, Chiesa, Insigne, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, all the names are there. The team was solid, but, you know, it was a tough championship. France, Germany, England, always are great opponents. And this year, Ukraine was like the Cinderella. I really enjoy watching them playing. It was just great. And I called Italy, England before the eighth of the finals. I said, it's going to be Italy, England. I knew it. You know, for some reason, I was like, I hope so, because Italians, we play with our legs and our minds, but I believe we play with our hearts. And a final with a very strong team, such as England, in Wembley, in England, it takes a lot of guts to go there and being booed down. Every time Italian touched the ball, it was like, boo, it was very heavy. But Italian played best, and in Italy we say, buon viso, cattiva sorte. We did a nice face to a bad situation. But overall, I think it was a great game. Very, well deserved.
What are the scenes like back in Italy? Is there big parties now, obviously? And I mean, I saw a lot of the images. But as a soccer player, with the World Cup a month, a year and a half away, this is a good timely win.
Yeah. I saw some video. Napoli, it was like New Year's Eve. Napoli was just exploding. There were fireworks and crackers. It was just hilarious. You know, Napolitanian party like it was 1999. It was great. I mean, I saw a lot of videos. I talked to my family, cars running on the street. You know, Americans wear American flags on their heart, on their wallet, on their swimsuit, on their cars. They're very proud. Italians don't give anything about the flag, only for national championship. When you see an Italian with a flag, it's because it's about soccer, because we're not nationalists at all.
And you know what I always love about the Italians? They sing the national anthem like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I was listening on ESPN radio, a guy that said, I have no allegiance to England or Italy because I'm neither. But I have allegiance to pasta and pizza, which are my favorite. But, yeah, it was hilarious, very sad. But I really start rooting for Italy, because when you hear their anthem, you don't know what they're talking about. But it's going to make you proud. You just want to win because it's so emotional. And it's true. I mean, the Italian anthem talks about the Romans. It talks about our history and victory. Mm-hmm. At the end, we say that we die to win, to fight for our country. It's a beautiful, beautiful anthem by Mameli. And every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. Not because it's my national anthem. It's just, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm so happy, of course. I'm biased because I'm Italian. But I cannot believe that we won these things after 53 years in England.
Pretty remarkable, and you're a remarkable guy, Gabe. Here's one thing you got to promise me, though, because you know your wine, okay? So let you and me go get a glass of wine, and let's do a little Forza Italia, celebrate the Italian victory, because it was great football they played in this tournament, no question. And let's do that real soon, okay?
Absolutely, Glenn. Thank you for your time, and thank you for supporting, to me, the best sport that ever was, and that is calcio, or football, or American call it soccer.
You got to love it, calcio. You're the best, Gabe. Thank you so much for coming on
Grazie.
Tonight.
Ciao. Arrivederci. All right.
Ah, beautiful. Gabe Ciocca, I mean, what a great guy. Liguria, Italy. I'm going to have to look that up on a map. That's where he's from. He's a huge heavy metal fan, too, let me tell you. He's a great guy, really unique guy, absolutely loves Italian soccer, huge fan of Juventus, and I love getting, locals on, friends like that, who just bleed passion for the game. Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, whoever it is, absolutely love it. All right, so we're going to close with two interviews tonight. Kofi Sarkodie plays for the Austin Bold. He's been a caretaker for his father. His father suffered a stroke. He's made the comeback, scored against RGV, and then we will go to J. John Kolmanich of Austin FC, and there's a international feel to this one as well. And then next week we'll get back to more Dynamo players and Tab Ramos on the show as well. We'll go to break here. As we go to break, a big thank you to Hugh O'Connors for taking care of us for four straight live shows out there at the Hugh Bar. So big thanks to Dave, Peter, and Goose out there. Also FM Kitchen and Bar and Jason and Vantage BMW Midtown. We appreciate everything you do for us and taking care of us and keeping soccer on the airwaves. So Vantage BMW Midtown, FM Kitchen and Bar, Hugh O'Connors, Danish Inspirations, Cactus Music. These are the folks that are bringing soccer on the radio to you. Underneath our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. We've got more to come. Kofi Sarkodie is next.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, as always, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm in Houston. You call the Daspit Law Firm at 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. In Austin, you can call the Daspit Law Firm at 512-865-6710. It's DaspitLawAustin.com. But John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to take care of you no matter what your accident is. They're going to work 24/7 nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. Also, quick word here for the Snowdrop Foundation. Now, the Snowdrop Foundation is a very special foundation. It provides scholarships for college-bound pediatric cancer patients. And if you survive childhood cancer, you also can apply for scholarships. All of this to help raise awareness and funding for continued research so that we can cure pediatric cancer. The scholarship program, you can learn more about it at snowdropfoundation.org. These are for qualified college-bound board of director-approved pediatric cancer patients, and you may have had them before. There's all kinds of programs there at snowdropfoundation.org. Everything we do with soccer and that I'm involved with, along with our Houston Soccer Community Dinner with Tom Clare, goes to the Snowdrop Foundation to benefit Texas Children's Hospital and pediatric cancer patients. So nothing better than that. It's snowdropfoundation.org. All right. Kofi Sarkodie used to play for the Houston Dynamo. I documented through interview on this show. He got away from the game and took care of his father. He was basically a caretaker for his father. Well, he's built himself back up into it. He just scored a goal recently for the Austin Bold of the USL Championship in a 1-1 draw against Rio Grande Valley. Kofi Sarkodie, he joins us now.
All right, joining us now, Kofi Sarkodie of the Austin Bold. And Kofi, we know the story here on the radio show of your comeback and being out of the game for a while and getting back into it. I mean, the other night scoring the tying goal against RGV and getting that result, your first goal back in the program after a hiatus, it's got to feel pretty good. Was it symbolic in any way?
Yeah, it felt great. I had a good friend of mine in the stands. Some people were really close to me in the stadium after the game. So that was pretty neat. And actually, the first time I played, I actually lined up and played outside midfield for this match. I haven't done that since, I think, U15 or U16 days. So it was nice to kind of get back in the midfield. I had fun. I was enjoying it. And the goal, of course, was special just to get back and get a tally into the net. So I was really happy and really excited to get back and start off the really kind of the year in many ways with the goal.
Kofi Sarkodie of the Austin Bold, you went 67 minutes in that one. Now, obviously I know of you're building your fitness back up after being away from the game. Take us a little bit into how difficult that is and maybe how much of a mental challenge that might also be.
I think most of it's mental, really, because when you're out for so long, you have to really kind of mentally be ready to put in the grind and the work to strengthen the muscles again. And, in the beginning, groins were always tight, back was tight. Calves, I think just about everything was kind of tightening up where I felt a little bit sore. And so I had to kind of take it a little bit slower this time around and just make sure I did it right in terms of doing the right rehabs and the right strengthening and not kind of getting too worried about having to get back right away. So it's definitely been a process. It's been slow, but it's been consistent. And my body feels much better, much stronger, and feeling a lot more confident.
How much flexibility work do you do during this? Because, you know, you do have to be careful as well, not to push it too fast.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was talking about. You know, I had, when you come back, really, especially with anybody, if you come back, you see this a lot of times with players that get injured and then they come back and they get re-injured. It's because for on one end, when you are injured, you usually have compensation in the other muscle groups. And so when you come back, maybe they're too strong or too weak and there's an imbalance, and then you're a lot more prone to injure something else. And it's really common in all sports. So for me, this time around was just really important. I've been doing a lot of yoga, which I think is really good. Like you talked about the flexibility. I think it adds the flexibility, adds the strength aspect, and then also adds just kind of the mental conditioning of kind of staying focused and in tune with your body. And like I said, I just try to keep it just consistent and slow and just kind of stay with the process of really kind of being in tune and making sure I do the right things and not rushing too much to get back. And like you said, the other day was 67, 70 minutes. So we'll just kind of keep building on that. Whatever minutes I get, I'll keep building until the body feels, you know, completely strong and ready to go.
How about Coach Marcelo Serrano and his understanding of your situation and allowing you this time to build yourself up and do it correctly to make your comeback?
Yeah, Coach Marcelo has been great with that. We spoke about that before, you know, I decided to come back because I told him and he knew that it's going to take time. It's going to be a process and I'll need to be given that kind of that space in order to make sure that I come back and I don't get re-injured or anything like that. So he's been great with it. We've had a lot of great conversations. We keep in touch. We keep talking and just kind of figure out the best ways to continue to get myself ready to go and my body fit and strong.
Kofi Sarkodie of the Austin Bold joining us. Austin Bold plays in the Mountain Division, the Western Conference of the USL Championship. You guys are in a playoff spot right now. How do you feel overall the team collectively is growing? Do you see good things, you know, the more you get into games, the more that the season continues to progress forward?
Yeah, I think right now one positive is when we're going away from home, we're getting results, which I think is good in any league for any team. So that's a good positive strength to go there and have the mental fortitude to get results. So we're still building, I think, just in terms of our overall play with the different characters on the team and personnel. You know, are we more of a counterattack team? Or are we going to try to possess the ball? I think we're still kind of figuring that out. A lot of new players, so it makes sense, but hopefully sooner than later, we kind of figure out what's best for us. What's best for us, and that will kind of allow us to really push forward, I think, in the second half of the season.
He's Kofi Sarkodie, the Austin Bold. All right, you had a long Major League Soccer career. You won a national title at Akron. I mean, you've had an outstanding soccer career. You make your way back into it now. And with everything that's going on in Austin, with Austin FC, the opening of the stadium, I mean, it is off the charts. How is that from the perspective of being with the Austin Bold? And I've heard what Marcelo Serrano, the coach, has said about it, that Austin's a big city. It can house two soccer teams. But what's your perspective, having been a guy that's been in Major League Soccer so long?
Well, it's a little I was able to go out to an Austin FC game. So I've seen QT Stadium twice. I watched there. Actually, the first match was against San Jose, so it's good seeing some of the older guys I used to play with. And then their second game, I think, was Columbus Crew was in town, so got to catch up with a few old friends and see those guys play. And the stadium's, I think everyone in Austin's enjoying the stadium. They got a cool kind of like green lights, you know, show, all this kind of stuff going on. I think the guys are really taking to the stadium and stuff. And I mean, from the two stadiums are pretty far apart. They're where Austin Bold Stadium is at COTA and where the Q2 Stadium is over in Domain. They're probably a good 30 minutes apart. So in terms of that, you can really get people from just about everywhere in Austin coming to each game. Just the other day, we had a friendly against Cruz Azul, and people poured in from Houston. I heard people from Oklahoma were in town, and the stadium was packed, and it was a great atmosphere, you know? So I think you can really – I think it's less a matter of there being two soccer teams in Austin and just more a matter of where the fans want to come to grab an exciting game and enjoy it. You know, if you can sell out the stadium at COTA with us playing Cruz Azul, then that means there's fans around. It's similar to Houston, right? There's fans there. There's people to engage with in the community. It's how do you get them in the stadium? And I think whether you're at Q2 Stadium in Domain or at Coda, I think either way, it's just kind of how do you get that fan support and engage with the community?
Yeah, that's a great answer. I like that answer because they are two different environments too. And sometimes you may want the other environment. The quality is still excellent. Talk about some of your teammates like Javi Baez, Amobi Okugo, who's been on this show, and the quality of some of your teammates and you know, the experience these guys have. Jermaine Taylor as well, who's played, you know, for Jamaica internationally.
Yeah, Javi, so I'll start with Javi. Javi's great. Javi's actually my locker mate. So we have a pretty cool pack this year. I told him he's going to teach me how to speak Spanish, and I'm going to teach him how to speak English. So my Spanish is getting better. His English is getting better. So shout out to Javi. But Javi's had his distinguished career as well. He played in Liga MX, I think, 11 years or so, and played for some big clubs. So it's great having him around. I think him and I both love to kind of try to help out and teach the younger kids or younger really professionals the game. And he brings, of course, a certain level of standard just from playing in the league for so long. As you mentioned, Amobi, Amobi's been on the show. Amobi's also been in the league for, I think, 8 years. I think he turned pro when he's 18. So he's been around a lot of different clubs, played for a lot of big coaches, a lot of big clubs. And he also brings a level of experience, not only on the pitch, but he does a lot of things with as a frugal athlete and trying to mentor and bring financial literacy to a lot of athletes that are coming up in the game. And Jermaine, as you mentioned, Jermaine's played, he's captain of the Jamaican national team, so he's playing a lot of international matches. Has a lot of experience. I think Jermaine's kind of on the upper end of his career and his age and stuff. But for him to still come back and be able to move the way he's moving, I told him, I was like, Biggs, you know, Biggs is his nickname. When we met, that was like almost a decade ago. And to see him still moving, to see him still, you know, still have a little fight left in him is pretty cool. I think it should be a lot of motivation for the young players to follow him, that to see how well he's moving and how much he still wants to win.
Back to that Cruz Azul match, and we're talking to Kofi Sarkodie of the Austin Bold. Back to that match. I mean, obviously, this is the defending champions from Liga MX, a lot of big-name players. They drew from all over. What was the takeaway on that night? I know you've played against many Liga MX teams in the past, but overall for the team and maybe some of the younger players, what was the night like?
The guys were so happy. I mean, some of the players we have different amount of different players from different Latino backgrounds. So they know these players, you know, they watch these players, they love these players. So it was cool to see how kind of awe-inspiring and how excited they were to be able to match up against some of these great players. It was awesome. Javier Baez used to play for Cruz Azul. So it was really neat to see Javi with his former teammates, just kind of some of them are his former teammates, talking with them, laughing. And the environment was great. So we haven't had that level of competition and the crowd. I think they sold out. There was, I mean, you heard throughout the game, you heard Azul, you know, for Cruz Azul. And like, so I don't think the players have experienced maybe that intensity of a match with a lot more pressure. So it was great for the young players. It was great for the squad in general, just to match up against the Mexican champions. And I enjoyed it. Of course, it's always fun to play in those games. I enjoy those games the most. Just thinking back to pre-qualifying, we played Mexico in a match over in Dallas before the qualifying tournament in 2012. And those are the games you want to be in. They're the most exciting, the most pressure, the most fun.
Kofi, as always, we thank you very much for coming on the show. Best of luck with the Austin Bowl. We're going to get out there to see you. And thank you very much for sharing the insight with the team and also the Cruz Azul match. And congratulations for you as you continue your climb back in. 67 minutes likely will turn into 90.
90 plus.
There you go. Kofi Sarkodie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Glenn.
You will not meet a finer person than Kofi Sarkodie. And what a selfless situation it was when he went to take care of his father. He's built himself back up and now playing for the Austin Bold and Marcelo Serrano. Great catching up with Kofi as always. And you know what? You can go up the road to Coda, the Circuit of the Americas racetrack, and catch Kofi Sarkodie, Jermaine Taylor, another former Dynamo, JJ Johnson, another former Dynamo, a lot of ex-MLS players and Liga MX players on the Austin Bold. So that's a really cool option to go and take. Quick word here, and I want to say a big thank you here to Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've bought from Advantage numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I've had 5 Series. I've had sedans. I loved them.
But now I moved into what I call the ultimate driving machine, the X5. It's fantastic. I can throw the bike in the back, the dog. But the other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service, second to none. The other day, I had to get my car serviced. Boom, I'm in and out of there, 10, 15 minutes. Justin takes care of me. Steven down there as well. These are the guys to talk to. Advantage BMW, they're going to take you through sales, service, finance. It'll be done very easy. Get yourself in a 3, a 5, a 7 series. Get yourself in an SUV. It's Advantage BMW. Remember, in Midtown, though. Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get that Houston hometown advantage. It's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. And they are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break when we come back. We wrap it up tonight. John Kolmanich, Austin FC left back who played for Maribor in Slovenia. He joins us next.
I'm Vlatko Ninovski, the coach of U.S. Women National Team, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm, your humble servant, self-proclaimed the best in soccer talk. I'm Glenn Davis. A quick word here for FM Bar and Kitchen. It's my favorite neighborhood bar. It's located in the heart of the Washington Quarter in the Rice Military area. So if you're going north on Shepherd, you cross Washington Avenue. It'll be on your right-hand side. They got a huge patio. It's the best patio in Houston, in my opinion. Massive picnic tables, large covered area as well. Real open seating. You can bring the dogs. You can bring the kids. Really, really good craft cocktails. That's what I always want. I want the combination of a great craft cocktail and really fresh food. And they've got both. And they use the freshest ingredients, whether it's in the cocktails or it's in the food that they deliver. 25 beers on tap. Many of Houston's favorite local breweries are repped there. I love the burgers. I love the chicken sandwiches. I could do it every day, pretty much. Lunch, dinner, late nights. They'll do a great weekend brunch. Go over there, say hello to Jason. 7 days a week. It's FM Kitchen and Bar. They got monitors everywhere, whatever sport you want to watch. Of course, I want you to watch soccer there. Maybe the Dynamo broadcasts on Channel 55 with Eddie Robinson and Cindy Rubano and myself. But we love other sports as well. And so does FM Kitchen and Bar. 7 days a week. Again, a new location as well. FM Kitchen and Bar, 907 Westheimer. It's next to Velvet Taco. It's another great spot, a very different spot, but a very, very good spot. Still comes through with all the great craft cocktails and the freshest of ingredients when making their food. Go say hello to Jason. It's FM Kitchen and Bar. Proud sponsors, yes, of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And I will be there tomorrow. Okay, we finish it up tonight. John Kolmanich is the left back for Austin FC. Came over from Slovenia, youth international for Slovenia, pushing to get into the senior national team. Very cultured left foot, gets up and down, very aggressive. Player to keep an eye on in Major League Soccer when it comes to left backs. The other thing that's very, very interesting about him is he comes over from Maribor, but he broke into the lineup here a little quicker due to the injury to Ben Sweat. Here's my interview with John Kolmanich.
Let's talk some Austin FC, and let's go to John Kolmanich, the left back for Austin FC. He joins us now. John, thank you very much for coming on the show.
All right, thank you for having me.
Yeah, now I've been already told by a bunch of people, John, okay? The first thing I have to do when I get you on is please have John, on behalf of all commentators in the United States and around the world, pronounce his full name. Can you do that for me?
Okay, yeah. it's Jean Kolmanich.
There you go. Jean Kolmanich. Perfect. Thank you, Jean. All right, so let's talk about it. You came to America pretty quickly here to play in Major League Soccer. How have you enjoyed the journey so far?
Oh, I've been loving it. I mean, since I came here to Austin, to this beautiful city, to this really nice community, it's been going really good for me.
Now, I was told that by watching television, you helped pick up the English language. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I I kind of like picked it up like when I was younger watching cartoons, and then like through the years with all the internet that we have, the YouTube, Netflix, all the movies, it kind of like got better with the years. Yeah.
Unbelievable. John is only 21 years of age, 13 appearances this year, 10 starts for Austin FC. Now, I want people to understand about the history and how big a club you came from in Slovenia, in Maribor. If you could talk a little bit about that. It's the most decorated team there. We've seen it in European competition. Tell us a little bit about that club and how important it was to you to play for them and how important it's been in your career.
Yeah, so the club that I played for, Maribor, it's the biggest club in Slovenia. It's pretty known all over Europe. Like you said, like the club played Champions League, Europa League, like it's been really good. Like I joined the club when I was 13 years old. I was there like 8 years, and they've helped me a lot, to grow as a person, to grow as a player, and, kind of like to get a feeling how it is like, dealing with pressure to playing for the best club. And that's the biggest thing, I think.
John, just talk a little bit about player development at Maribor and what are some of the real memorable things that you remember that sort of they taught when it comes to player development in your country, Slovenia?
Yeah, so like when I was younger, when I joined them, I was still playing as a winger, as a midfielder, as a striker. And then they kind of like, because we're lacking left backs or full backs, they kind of moved me to that position. It was first the idea just to see how I would do. And then like talking with me, like I said, that I feel comfortable at that position. And then like, yeah, playing for that club, even in such like a young age, all of the other teams in Slovenia, they know who they're playing against. So they always go full on against you. They fight for every ball, every minute and every second of the game. So we've been like, dealing with a lot of pressure since we were young, because it was expected us to win every game, or every trophy, and that's been really helpful to deal with that and to really enjoy the game, you know, as well. And yeah, that's it.
High level environment, a lot of pressure there with that team. In history, it's won 15 titles. Maribor was formed in 1960. What was it like playing in front of the fans there, and what sort of pressure and demands did they put on you?
Playing in front of the fans, it was really amazing. The city lives for soccer there, because it's the most popular sport in Slovenia, to be honest. And because of all of those successes that club had, if things weren't going like well, we could be like, you know, we could like, they said like, don't go out, watch what you're doing. So it was on times, it was kind of tough, but that's life. That's soccer. People live for that. And they expect us to do good, just like they do on the stadiums. And that was it, basically.
John Kalmanich, Austin FC left back, a tremendous left foot. He's joining us. You've played at every youth international level for your country, and I'm assuming that one day you want to make this debut for the full national team.
Yeah, I hope so. Like every player dreams of playing for his country, representing his flag. So I hope soon I'll get the call up. Yes.
So compare playing in Slovenia to playing in Major League Soccer now, and some of the things that now that you've been here, you know, for 13 games now, you know, what are some of the differences? What are some of the the challenges maybe of MLS that you didn't have in Slovenia? These types of things, John.
Yeah, so like I've been saying earlier, like since coming to the MLS, I've seen that the league is really athletic. You have strong players, fast players, and you have to be prepared for that. So I think that is the biggest difference, the rhythm of the game. Like when the game opens up, it's kind of tough, to be honest. Like at first when I came here, with all the time differences, weather differences, to get used to all of that. That's been probably the biggest difference compared to playing back in Slovenia. Like it really drags your body through a lot if you're not used to it. So.
It's a lot to get used to, the travel as well. We're talking to John Kalmanich of Austin FC, the left back. So you must really like Josh Wolf's system, though, because I'm sure he's encouraging you to get forward as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure. I like how we play. He wants us to be comfortable playing from the back. And, yes, of course, to come up as much as possible and to be ruthless in front of the goal, to play attacking football, soccer. I really like how we play.
John, take us into Josh Wolf and the type of coach he is and how much you're enjoying working under him and in this Austin FC system.
About Josh, like he's been really good with every player. He talks a lot, gives a lot of information. He helps you on and off the pitch. Whatever you need, you can always go to him and talk about it, about anything.
So how do you feel the team is progressing? You know, you haven't gotten all the results you wanted. It's been a very tough start with everything on the road, but how do you feel the team is growing? And maybe take us into that a little bit. Where's the confidence level, these types of things?
We've showed in pretty much every game that we can play with any other team in this league. Now it's just, the details, to be more ruthless in front of the goal, to score and get 3 points, because at the end, that's what counts, you know. We want to make the playoffs. And even though it's our first year in the league, we are confident.
The environment at Q2, and I was at your Columbus game. Take me into the environment and what it's like on the field. Can you hear each other well?
It's kind of tough, to be honest. The fans are amazing. They're really supporting us throughout all 90 minutes or more. So that has been really, really great experience to be playing at home. Some games, like we've been talking with other players, we don't have a voice after the game because we're screaming a lot and still can't hear each other. It's been amazing.
You know, the LAFC game that I watched, and we're talking to John Kalmanich, the left back, for Austin FC. You guys got into the final third pretty nicely, and I guess it's got to be a little bit frustrating that maybe the final ball's not there, or, you know, the final finish, the final touch, the final idea. Some of these things are missing because you have moved the ball nicely into the opponent's final third of the field.
Like I said, the details about to be more ruthless in front of the goal, that's kind of like work we all have to do from each and every player, because it's not just the attackers that have to do that job. It's a progress from the whole team. So we are all trying to help. We're making progress in that as well, I think. And now it's just, when it's only a question of time when it's going to open up.
How about playing next to Matt Beasler and that experience?
Playing with Matt, I don't really know what to say. It's been really incredible. He helps me a lot. He talks to me a lot on and off the pitch. And I just know that he's going to get that ball to me and that he's going to get my back. So, yeah, really, really glad that I have a center back like him behind me.
John, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Really enjoy watching you play. Keep up all the great work, and best of luck into your next game with Austin FC, both in Major League Soccer and with Tigres tomorrow. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So great stuff from up the road there from John Kolmanich, and we'll see Austin FC in the near future for the Houston Dynamo. They'll play them three times here in 2021. That wraps it up tonight here. Big thank you to Aaron Raybould, as always, producer extraordinaire. Thank you to him. Also, Justin Finger, we thank him as well, and all our great sponsors of this show. Advantage BMW Midtown, FM Kitchen and Bar, Hugh O'Connor's, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, Cactus Music, and of course our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they are going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, whether you're getting a car accident, boat, motorcycle, you might work in a refinery, it doesn't matter. John and his firm knows you need the best in representation. They will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. All you have to do, bilingual, call 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT, the Daspit Law Firm. And John and his firm, getting soccer on the airwaves for you. They do it in Austin as well. DaspitLawAustin.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook Soccer Matters. Also on Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. Get over there. We're giving away a lot of free tickets. Thank you for tuning in here tonight, and thank you for listening to the podcast as always, which can be accessed at ESPN 975. Hit us up on the numbers. Hit us up on the likes. It all helps us keep soccer on the radio, and your support is truly, truly appreciated. That does it tonight. On behalf of the firm, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next time, remember, soccer matters.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.